Joints are the connectors in your body that help you bend, twist, and move with ease. As we reach middle age, joints can become stiff, sore, or less flexible. This lesson will help you understand how joints work, what causes pain, and how to protect them. Each joint is made of bones, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, and synovial fluid. Cartilage cushions your bones, while synovial fluid acts like oil to reduce friction. Ligaments hold bones together, and tendons connect muscles to bones to help with movement. Some joints, like knees, work like a hinge, while others, like shoulders, move in all directions. Healthy joints depend on all these parts working together smoothly. Over time, aging, injuries, weight gain, and inflammation can damage joints. You might notice joint pain after gardening, walking stairs, or simply waking up stiff in the morning. Understanding your pain helps you choose the right actions to protect your joint health. There are different types of joints in the body with different movement abilities. Immovable joints, like those in the skull, don't move but offer strong support. Slightly movable joints, like in the spine, allow limited motion for flexibility and stability. Freely movable joints, or synovial joints, include shoulders, hips, and knees. These joints are designed for everyday movement like walking, reaching, and bending. Types of synovial joints include hinge, ball and socket, pivot, saddle, condyloid, and plane joints. Each joint has a special structure based on what it needs to do. For example, the ball and socket joint in the hip allows wide motion and strong support. The hinge joint in the elbow allows smooth back and forth movement. Everyday actions like throwing a ball or turning your head involve different joint types working together. But joints can get hurt or damaged from arthritis, injuries, overuse, or autoimmune conditions. Osteoarthritis is the most common cause of joint pain and results from worn down cartilage. Rheumatoid arthritis happens when your immune system attacks your joints. Injuries, like sprains or fractures, can damage joint tissues and cause long-term issues. Gout causes sudden pain due to uric acid crystals forming in joints. Bursitis and tendinitis result from repeated pressure or overuse of the joint area. Joint pain can be acute, meaning it comes on suddenly, or chronic, lasting months or years. Acute pain usually follows an injury and improves with rest and care. Chronic pain can come from arthritis or joint wear and needs ongoing treatment. Knowing the difference helps you manage your symptoms more effectively. There are several risk factors for joint problems as we age. Excess weight adds pressure on knees and hips, increasing wear and pain. Weak muscles around joints reduce support and stability. Old injuries can lead to pain years later if not properly managed. Repetitive motions, inflammation, body shape, and genetics also raise joint risk. Understanding your personal risks helps you take early action to protect joint health. As you age, cartilage thins, fluid decreases, and tissues become less flexible. This leads to stiffness, less motion, and more discomfort during normal activities. Inflammation becomes more common with age, especially in people with arthritis. Foods like fruits, vegetables, and omega-3 rich fish help reduce joint inflammation. Anti-inflammatory diets can ease pain and improve mobility. To keep joints strong, stay active with low-impact exercises like walking and swimming. Strengthen muscles around joints with gentle resistance training. Stretch regularly to maintain flexibility and prevent stiffness. Maintain a healthy weight to reduce stress on joints, especially knees and hips. Use good posture and proper lifting techniques to avoid strain. Pay attention to early signs of joint problems like persistent pain, swelling, or stiffness. If joints feel weak, unstable, or produce grinding sounds, it may be time to see a doctor. Don't ignore pain that lasts more than a few weeks or limits your daily routine. See a healthcare provider if you have redness, heat, swelling, fever, or joint deformity. Early treatment can prevent more damage and improve long-term comfort. You can take charge of your joint health starting today. By understanding how your joints work and what causes pain, you can take smart steps to stay active. Healthy joints support everything from walking and gardening to playing with your grandkids. Reclaim your freedom by making movement easier, pain less intense, and life more enjoyable. Remember, it's never too late to start caring for your joints and enjoy a healthier, more active future.